We do have a written pursuit policy, but sort of in summation, ours is sort of more lenient, allowing the deputies to make decisions based on the reasonableness of the activity when it comes to pursuing. Generally, any felony offense, they're allowed to pursue as long as they take into account or take into consideration the safety of the public, which is, of course, very important to us as well. They have to consider things like amount of traffic, time of day, location. Obviously, it's more safe to pursue on like a state highway in the middle of the night versus in town right after school. So those decisions are made sort of on a case-by-case basis. Our primary purpose is to try and provide those consequences to the criminals, and I feel pretty strongly that just giving them unfettered access to flee without consequence will only sort of exacerbate the problem that we're experiencing. Some other places, like I said, have sort of a more lenient or I guess more strict, depending on how you look at it, pursuit policy, where they're not allowed to pursue at all. And I think that sort of gives the criminal element some incentive to do just that. And I don't agree with that sort of thought process.
Yeah. And I think the other important part probably to note is, you know, these officers or deputies undergo a lot of training involved in this type of stuff.
Right, right. We definitely sort of make sure they're considering all of those factors of reasonableness, right? We don't want to put the deputies at harm's way unnecessarily or the public. So we just have to weigh that cost-benefit ratio, so to speak. What is reasonable, depending on the time of day, the offense, and all of that information that the deputy knows at that time.